Ida, IDA Johnson, JOHNSON 82644. Ms. Johnson is an 80-year-old woman who just turned 80 3 days ago, lives with her daughter, Shanita, S-H-A-N-E-T-T-A, who tells me that mom has been doing quite well. She was diagnosed with non-small cell cancer, had radiation, then was put on Alecensa. It's A-L-E-C-E-N-S-A, 150 milligram, four tablets twice a day. Under current medication, she's doing quite well. Her last PET scan actually showed regression of her cancer, period. She also has bony metastasis, which causes her pain. For this reason, she's on Duragesic and oxycodone, period. Patient originally from Mississippi, has five children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, but was an avid smoker in the past, period. Surgery, the only recent surgery she's had is port placement, period. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, old age is what caused the mom and dad to die, but no cancer, period. COVID immunization is up to date, period. Medication includes Trilogy, Duragesic, oxycodone, allopurinol, Norvasc, losartan, lovastatin, metoprolol. Patient does have a provider at this time, which helps her daughter tremendously as well, period. COVID immunization is up to date. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Her O2 sat borderline at 91%. 130 over 90. Pulse is 82. Respirations 18. Heart positive. Some positive. Two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next for JVD skin shows not sure on mucosa with an lesion. Lungs few bronchi put down. Assessment: 80-year-old woman with history of non-small cell lung cancer with excellent response to ALECENSA. At 150 milligram, four tablets twice a day, period. And the paragraph for a new PET scan is coming up. Next number, she was an avid smoker, but she's no longer smoked. She also has a history of COPD, has been looked at for possible oxygen, need for oxygen, but at this time, that has been borderline, period. In the paragraph, she also has chronic pain because of bony metastasis and duodenoscopic and oxycodone, period. She also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and gout, period. In the paragraph, she does have a provider services. As far as palliative and hospice care is concerned, she's not a candidate since she's receiving chemotherapy. And has had excellent response to medication per daughter, period. In the paragraph, we'll await evaluation for the next PET scan, and if the oncologist decides to stop the chemo, patient will be more than glad to take over patient's care for palliative care at that time. Discuss with her daughter, S-H-A-N-E-T-T-A, at length before leaving their residence. Thank you.